And I believe that when we talk about defining moments in our life, and I say this to each one of us here, if we don't learn through the failures, if we don't learn through the opportunities, if we don't learn through the challenges, and if we don't take those to help define us to become more like Him, stronger in our walk with Him, more intentional in terms of everyday living for Him, then Satan is going to be victorious in our life.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Andy Carlson, the founder and president of the Intentional Living Center and your advocate for the family. Today wraps up Dr. Randy's three-part series, Your Defining Moments. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt, and I will do that in just a little bit. We're going to get right into this teaching. Each month, I bring the staff together, all of my team, everybody that works together here at our ministry, getting out our radio station programming around the country, an intentional living program, and putting resources together, and I encourage them, and I build into their lives, and we like to share with you as well. And so I'm sharing with you a three-part teaching that I taught with the staff, to the staff, and I called it Your Defining Moment, the power of those moments in time when you make certain decisions that impact your life. And I use one of my favorite Old Testament Bible characters today to help illustrate. It's Nehemiah, and we're going to go over into the family room where our staff come together, and I want to share with you an excerpt from the teaching on Your Defining Moment. Take a listen. What Nehemiah did was he immersed himself into that experience. If you're going through a problem in your family, I encourage you to feel it. Experience what's going on. Try to understand the depth of that pain and where is it coming from and the source of it. I've been around enough people, working with people, to be in the presence of people who are obviously in a time of crisis, and they are in complete denial. They have completely denied that what's right in front of them is happening. You have cancer, and it's like you got a cold. Your marriage is about ready to fall apart, and it's, oh, it'll be okay. Or your finances are a mess. Well, it'll get better. And the facts and the information is right there in front of them. Instead of experiencing what's going on in their life at that moment, they get into a state of denial. And so Nehemiah teaches us that he immersed himself. And then he goes on in the next several verses to pray, and it's a powerful prayer. What's interesting, though, is he ends this prayer, because number three is prayer, to really pray. But he ends the prayer with this statement. After he's confessed, after he's talked about the corruption of his nation, he closes in verse 11 by saying, O Lord, I pray, please let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servants who desire to fear your name. And let your servant prosper this day, I pray, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man. At some point, either before he began to pray this final prayer or in the midst of this prayer, Nehemiah had made a decision that he was going to risk his life to go and rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. He at some point, and I believe it probably was before this prayer, in that season of 3 or 4 months of prayer and fasting, somewhere in that process, he made a decision that says, it's me. God wants me to act. God wants me to go and do this. And he, if you read this prayer, it's like he's setting God up in terms of confessing and praying and asking for repentance and saying, now, after all of this, God, I ask you to bless the decision I've made. See? There is a point when we are challenged at a defining moment to make a decision. Indecision will kill you. Indecision will just slowly drain the energy out of your life, no matter what the decision is. Have you ever had as simple as trying to buy a new car. Have you ever been through the process of trying to buy a car? I mean, the indecision, is it this one or is it that one? And you go on and go back and forth and you run the numbers and you don't make a decision and it goes on day after day and week after week for some, right? It's got to be the perfect car. Have you ever noticed how frustrating that is? Trying to make a decision as buying a car, I get frustrated deciding which restaurant to go to, you know, with Donna, because she wants to go to this one and I want to go to that one. And And you know how it is when we have a period of indecision in our life. And Nehemiah teaches us, I think, when we get defining moments, not only do we stop, and not only do we immerse ourselves in what is God talking to me about in this situation through prayer and fasting and really hearing God's heart, but ultimately we have to come and make a decision. Now, once a decision was made, you see the very next verse, he says, God, please bless the decision I've made. And the very next verse, as he goes into chapter 2, he takes action. He starts to move. He starts to do something. He doesn't wait. He's now had 4 months of prayer and planning and preparation. He's made the decision. He's committed it to God, and now he acts. And the whole second chapter of Nehemiah is about him going to the king, risking his neck doing that, and then, you know, heading off to Jerusalem and rebuilding the walls and the process of getting the people organized in the chapters that followed to do this. And there's a point where we have to take action. There has to be a point where you've evaluated, you've prayed, you've looked, you've considered, you've given it to God, you've decided, you've got to act. Now, when we talk about intentional living, we've talked about the unintentional life, talked about the good-intentioned life. You know, good intentions are people who know what they're supposed to do, maybe even made a decision of what they're supposed to do, but then they don't act. That's that quadrant of procrastination that we've talked about. And then we have the quadrant where you have the unintentional life with people filled with a lot of activities and jumping from one thing to another, but not intentional in the process of doing the next right one thing. And when we have these defining moments to come to a place where we make a decision, we know it's to the best of our ability in accordance with God's will for our life, and then we act. But there's one final thing that we learn from Nehemiah, and it's in chapter 2, verse 19. After Nehemiah had all this success, after Nehemiah had progressed in all these positive directions to rebuild the wall, it says in verse 19, but.
But. Doesn't there seem like there's always a but when it comes to life? And we're going to go into what that but was and the impact that can have in your life, because so far I've been teaching about the power of defining moments and applying defining moments into your life and taking advantage of it. Well, you know there's a but, and we're going to hear what Nehemiah's was and what he did about it in just a few minutes. We'll get back to the teaching. In fact, when we do, after the next teaching clip in a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about how you can get your copy of the complete teaching, Your Defining Moment.
In Paul's letter to the Colossians, he said, "Whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus." Now that's a great goal, albeit a bit broad. But the great thing about intentional living is that it will help you to put together and pursue specific and godly goals for your life. You'll find our featured teaching to be both practical and biblical, and it will help you to be intentional as you find and pursue your God-directed goals and dreams. Get the complete teaching on CD with our thanks when you give a gift of any amount to the ministry. And when you become a monthly member of Intentional Living, you'll receive this teaching plus two others from Dr. Randy, all to help you with personal goal setting. That's three practical full-length teachings on three CDs from Dr. Randy when you become a member. And as a member, you'll receive more great teaching CDs every month. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call 1-888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours and press option number 4.
Hi, I'm going to share quickly about my intentional living message right now that I've been sharing a lot lately. I've been dealing with some ongoing cancer. This is round 2 cancer for me, and I'm a newly single mother of 2 children. I'm 24 years old, and I had to move to Tennessee to go to school. You know, I was like, okay, I'm going to be a single mom. I need to get my GED. I need to go to school. And then as soon as school was starting, you know, get my own place, live in an area where I don't know anybody. And then as soon as school was starting, I found out, oh, I have to drop my classes during my first week because, one, I can't afford childcare, and two, I have to have surgery. So lately I've just been telling myself Isaiah 41:10, no, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. yea, I will help thee. And it's true, you know, no matter what we go through, God is with us. And I've come to realization that with no matter what happens and results, every day, something can happen to anyone at any minute. But God has a purpose and a reason for everything. And just my ability to be able to be strong and get outside and play with my children like I'm 11 years old, or, you know, go to the gym and work out and feel great and keep a smile on my face. It's encouragement to everyone around me. And I just pray that people can learn through me, because I'm learning through God. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Don't you love it? You know, the sad stories and the powerful stories that also transition into a person who chooses, as a result of the challenges of life, to be intentional, choose to get up every day and be obedient to Christ no matter how difficult it can be. That's a tough thing to do, but God bless you for doing it. Well, Nehemiah faced some tough things too, and I want to share some more of the teaching with you right now as we wrap up this 3 days of teaching on Your Defining Moment. Take a listen. And when we have these defining moments, to come to a place where we make a decision, we know it's to the best of our ability in accordance with God's will for our life, and then we act. But there's one final thing that we learn from Nehemiah, and it's in chapter 2, verse 19. After Nehemiah had all this success, after Nehemiah had progressed in all these positive directions to rebuild the wall, it says in verse 19, but. Have you ever noticed there's a but to all this? There's always a but, right? And you're moving in a certain direction. You've had a defining moment. You're trusting God, and you start to act, and the expectation is that God's going to bless this, and it's going to be resistant-free. Life just don't work that way. Because the story says in a halt, it just pauses the story. Everything's moving forward for this guy. Everything has just fallen into place. You know, he's heard the news and he's made the decision and he's gone to the king and he's starting to collect the resources. And then in verse 29, the killjoys come along and it says, but Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem, when they heard of it, laughed and scorned at us and despised us and said, what is it that this thing that you're doing, will you rebel against the king? And they became the thorn in the flesh for Nehemiah for every chapter that followed. Everything this guy tried to do it to follow through with his defining moment, he had resistance. And here's one of the things that I know. Anytime you want to do something good, anytime you want to move in a good direction, the greater the resistance, probably the greater the outcome will be if you stay at it. If it's smooth sailing, whatever you're doing, I'd stop and ask why. Because usually the smooth sailing is on the path that's not the direction you want to be going. It's when you go in the direction that's right and healthy, and when you go in the direction that honors God, there's always going to be someone who wants to resist.
Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated.
That's just life.
And is made possible entirely by
the other day we had the opportunity to
like
view one of the leadership tapes here, the videos, and it was Carly Fiorina that talked about even within a group, you can have about, what did she say, about 20% of people who are fully on board, fully engaged, fully behind whatever, you know, the change or the direction is, and excited about it and moving with it. And then she said there's about 20% that's never going to go with you, right? And don't you find that to be true? Have you ever been in leadership in a church? Have you ever been on a church board, a church committee, a church organization? There's always about 20% ready to go and about 20% that ain't going nowhere. They're digging their heels in. No matter how great it is, no matter what you say, they just ain't going there. They're just not wired to go. And it's those 60 other percent that she pointed out in the middle that are waiting to see. And so I would challenge you, as you think about defining moments in your life, don't act on a defining moment just because you've got the accolades of everybody. Don't expect that. If you're going to be doing something good for God and your family, not everybody's going to be excited about it.
Because if everybody's excited about it, it'd be easy to do. It's the toughness. It's the resistance that makes the outcome even more sweet when you choose to be intentional in following Christ. That makes sense? And I think Nehemiah, and of course I've used him, he's taught me a lot, and the application is in so many areas of life. But I think in this area of defining moments, that we really stop, we really immerse ourselves in understanding what God is teaching us. You know what? It took Nehemiah about 3 or 4 months of immersion. He was so, it took him a long time to really understand what God was telling him. He didn't get up the next day. This wasn't a week later. It was nearly 4 months before he prayed the prayer and took the action. And then to decide and then to act. But remember when you act. And that can be true here in the work staff. It can be true here in the mission that we've been called to. It can be true in our relationships as a group of people. I would say to those who are members of our team that are listening to this, you know exactly what I'm talking about in the business in which you work or your family relationships, that when you act, when you trust God and step out, there's always going to be resistance. Everyone has it, and especially those who are trying to do something good. So my challenge to us and to all of our members this month is to be ready for the next defining moment, because it's coming. And you know what? It could come when you get a diagnosis of health condition you didn't expect. It could come as a result of a opportunity that presents itself. What do I do about this? It could be a challenge that you didn't anticipate, or it could come from failure. We've got people listening who've been through a divorce, been through here in staff, through a problem in a family relationship or what have you. And boy, that can define our life. And like Coach K from the Duke Blue Devils says that his defining moment was not from his victories, it was from his failures, learning from his failures. And I think it's there that we can really learn to trust God. Lord, thank you for this lesson, and I pray that you'll impress it upon our hearts and upon the hearts of those who are listening. Thank you for all the members who stand in support of the ministry, and I pray that you will you bless them in a very special way. Thank you for the opportunity to share this together today. In Christ's name, amen.
We're live back here in our Intentional Living studio. What do you think? What have you learned? What has been that defining moment in your life? 888-888-1717. Share your story with us. And I want to thank you for participating in the ministry and for having a vision for your own life and for your family that takes you beyond mediocrity. Life is so short. How you choose to live matters. And living intentionally certainly should be high on the priority list. And I want to just challenge you to come and join us in this journey together. And when you become a monthly financial member of Intentional Living, you're going to receive not only this teaching, but this entire series on personal goal setting. That's over 2 hours of teaching, very practical on goal setting. And then every month, a brand new teaching from me to you to say thank you for your support. Let me challenge you to pray about joining us at a set amount. If you could join us at $35 a month or $30 a month, that would be a great help, whatever God lays on your heart. Find out more by going to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or call 888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours and press option number 4.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
The Intentional Living Center invites you to the Thrive Conference for Families and Business, coming to Grand Canyon University Arena, Phoenix, October 26th. Register early to assure seating for you and your family. Every day, your faith, your family, your finances, and your future are at stake. And at the Thrive Conference, you're going to gain a lot of encouragement for you and your family. Early bird registration discounts available at familybusinessconference.com. That's familybusinessconference.com.
So how do you tame stress?
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Linda Swindling, our intentional workplace expert.
Well, you know, some stress is necessary. Successful people know how to manage stress. First, they really figure out their priorities and they postpone those things that aren't important. Second, watch for that burnout and overload. Be comfortable about not doing everything. Try to stay organized. You might list what's going right, and then rest, relax, exercise, and maintain your health. Finally, do not adopt everybody else's emergency. For Intentional Living, I'm Linda Swindling.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Beth, and I decided on Monday of this week to be intentional with my children. I was starting a new job. We were running late. I was trying to get them to school, and in the middle of getting in the car, I spilled my coffee all over my lap, and I was not too happy about it. Did not respond in a way that honored God. I'll just say that. And I thought about it on my way to work, and of course, I got that mom guilt of, oh, what a horrible example you just set. And so when I got home, I brought them all into my son's bedroom, sat them down on the bed, and I said, I was thinking about this morning and the way I handled my spilled coffee. I realized that it really wasn't that big of a deal. I'm wearing black, so it didn't even make a mark. And I just have to ask for your forgiveness, to let you know that next time that happens, I'm going to work on a better way to react. And I just had all these big eyes coming back at me. And my littlest son, who's 5, got up and ran over to me. And he said, Mommy, I will always forgive you for that. And I love you. And they just all said that they forgave me. And we talked about a better way to respond when you're frustrated. So I was intentional in asking for forgiveness on that day with my kids. Thanks, Dr. Randy, for all you do. Bye.
You're very welcome. And you know what? I feel better just hearing your story. Think about in your own life, if you chose to be intentional today to ask for forgiveness, to offer forgiveness, to reconcile or restore a relationship, what difference that would make? There's one thing you can do today. All right, we're talking today about defining moments, and Jean is on the line from Florida. Looks like she's faced a defining moment in her business. Hey, Jean, welcome to the program. Tell us about your defining moment and how you faced it.
Well, I've always had faith in my life, and I've always depended on God to guide me. And before I do anything, I always pray and ask God's guidance. But I'm self-employed. So I had a building that I was working out of, and the rent was a little more than I can afford. And I prayed about it, and I asked God to help me find another building. So I found the building. I thought it was secure because I prayed about it. So I went out of the country, and I came back, and I found out that the building was no longer available. So I was really disappointed, and I was like, God, I prayed. But then I had to realize that just because we have faith in God doesn't always mean that God is going to say yes. Mm. I felt like God may have said no or not right now. You need to wait. But anyway, meanwhile, there was a building right in front of me, right across the street from me, that was vacant when I moved into my building. And a gentleman was working out in the yard, and I came over and I introduced myself to welcome him to the neighborhood. He said, no, this is not my my building. It's my father's. He said, have you thought about renting my building? Mm. I said, renting your building? I said, no. I said, your building is more than I can handle, more than I can pay. He said, talk to my father and see what happens. Well, a few days later, his father showed up, and he said, what do you think about renting my building? Well, I'd seen the building before, and the roof was too low, and I was like, God, I can't do that. But I came in, and God had given me a new life on my look and what I was thinking and what I was feeling. God opened the doors. We worked out a deal, and it's something I can afford. Mm. And I feel like God wants us to know that he's there.
Yes.
He may not answer us the way we want him to and when we want him to, but if we just have faith and trust in him, he would always come through for us.
Jean, that's a great point. Just because we have faith, don't attach to that. That means that God is a genie in the bottle and has to do what we told him to do or even ask him to do, because God is God and we are not. And faith is really trusting, ultimately, trusting that God has the best in store for us. You know, I think of a picture of a small child who may be in the car seat, you know, in the back. They ultimately need to trust mom and dad, right? Because ultimately mom and dad have to make decisions and go certain places. Or they can continue to fight and scream and kick and say it's got to be this way, when ultimately mom and dad have the best intentions in mind. And even though the child wants to go over here, the parents know going over here is even better. Remember, trust isn't just saying, God, I have faith in you that you're going to do what I want, but I have faith that you're going to do what is right and best for me. And Jean echoes that in her story today.
I called you a few months back. Going through a divorce that's definitely marked my life. Intentionally, I am trying to stay true to God's word and what God would have me do. It's now my choice to decide whether it's going to ruin my life or whether I'm going to go forward and be the best person that I can be for God.
I want to say that I really enjoy your show, and a couple of things that keep sticking in my mind are to be intentional and to tell yourself the truth.
Hello, my name is Kent. I live in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I enjoy the intentional living, and I believe that's a good key word for the Christian life, is it's all about intention. One of the things I've begun doing, because life is busy and often you don't have a lot of time just to sit and read a Bible, is I'm carrying an audio Bible in the car and listening to it as I move about.
Good for you. Hey, those were great, great thoughts. I appreciate you taking time to share with us. And as we've been going through these three parts, these 3 days of talking about defining moments, to think about those powerful moments in your life that have changed the course of your life. We'd love to hear your feedback on that, on our storyline. Let me also mention the critical timing of the conference that's coming up here for families in business. We call it Thrive. It's going to be early registration cutoff coming up here very shortly at the end of the month. And the conference is going to be October the 26th. Hey, by the way, coming up this Friday, Rick and Holly Beatenbow will be joining me here at Intentional Living as we talk about their family business. And they're going to share a powerful story of what God's been doing in their business, in their life. I mean, it's really something. And I hope you'll be here. And I hope you'll get registered. Don't miss this conference. It's going to be a life changer. You can check it out at theintentionallife.com. When you're there, if you join us as a monthly member on this journey, you're helping us continue to do this ministry every day. We can't do it without you. We're listener supported. And when you become a monthly member, those who help underwrite the ministry and keep us going, you're going to receive not only this series, but the entire series on personal goal setting, over 2 hours of teaching and monthly teaching thereafter every month. Again, same web address, go to theintentionallife.com, click donate, or you can go to events to find out about the Thrive Conference. And God bless you. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.